So let's go to Claire, maybe book expert, who has decided to take on the theme of awkwardness and anxiety in writing. Hi, Claire.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. So tell us about your thinking here.
Well, I have two books in front of me that I really enjoyed reading in the last few weeks, but my enjoyment of them came very mixed because they're really about terrible things and the stuff of nightmares often. So one book is Rufus Marigold by Tauranga-based author Ross Murray, and it's a graphic autobiography, I would say. I'd pin it to autobiographical writing, and it's in comic book form, so it's beautiful looking, and it is quite a fast read because there's not loads of text. But it's about a character, Rufus Marigold, which has the same initials as author Ross Murray, which might give you a few clues. And Rufus is an everyman kind of character. He's an office worker with a secret kind of passion and skill in creating comics. And he is the most anxious character, kind of terribly introverted, and the book is really a series of kind of social disasters that is very relatable and funny, but excruciating at the same time. So I feel that people will read this and feel so much sympathy, possibly see themselves. If you're one of those people that suffers anxiety.
It's an epidemic, right?
Absolutely. And also, you will really revel in the beauty of the book. It is very beautifully. He's a great artist, and you kind of discover as you read it that his art is a saviour. And I like that part of the book. It kind of really shows how art can help you through and be a sunny thing like the marigold.
A couple of things here. So for people who are interested in finding out more, Ross Murray, the author, was interviewed by Catherine Ryan about a month ago on 9 to Noon. So you can listen to that on your RNZ app or on the web. And there's quite a beautiful image accompanying that interview. And tell me whether this is from the book. It's maybe it's a cover. But now, does he have the head of a chimp?
He does.
Yeah, okay.
He's a chimp, so he's kind of that primal character. Yeah, so he's represented as a chimpanzee.
Mm. And that's sort of like a cartoon, and then in the background is this beautiful sort of floral, almost like, well, that'll be the marigold, I suppose. It's quite a striking image.
Yeah, so that's the cover image, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it's such a bright, optimistic background for this very anxious character. So it's a very clever, very, very beautifully produced book. I'd highly recommend it.
Are you a graphic novel aficionado?
No, I'm not actually, but I have in recent years very much enjoyed this sense of this growing body of work that is this graphic autobiography or graphic memoir. So Sarah Lang's Mansfield and Me is one that I really loved, which came out a couple of years ago, and I loved reading that. So I picked this up actually after looking at the back cover, where Sarah Lang gives it this glowing endorsement, and so does Dylan Horrocks, who has to be one of New Zealand's kind of greatest and best known graphic artists.
Okay, that's going to appeal to a lot of people, and I see there's it's like a book launch coming up near you as well.
I think so. I think it might be in Unity. Maybe.
I am seeing Thistle. Oh, no, I'm getting mixed up. It's one of those weird good guides that's promoting something else. Okay. Anyway, you can look it up. It's called Rufus Marigold by Ross Murray, and it looks fantastic. Good picking.
Yeah, and the publisher is Earth's End Publishing, so you could look them up too, because they do publish some other really great books. I'd recommend having a wee squiz.
Earth's End
Publishing, okay. Yeah.
Good one. What else have you got for us?
Well, the other book that I read that I adored is Carl Schuker's A Mistake. And it's published by VP, another New Zealand book. It's a novel, and it's a thriller, and it's a rip-roaring read. You kind of really whip through it. And it is about a surgeon, Dr. Elizabeth Taylor. I'd love to ask the author about why he named the character that. Mm-hmm. She's a high-flying surgeon. She's very highly regarded and powerful. And she makes a mistake in surgery, and the consequences are dire for the patient. And the whole book is about the aftermath of that tiny mistake and the chaos that kind of erupts from it, and the huge tension between the controlling, kind of precise system of surgery and just the fallibility of human error. And it's a beautifully written book. I kind of can't highly, you know, I can't recommend it highly enough. It's just very well written and an unusual protagonist for a New Zealand novel, in my opinion.
Is he a New Zealander? I mean, I see he lives in New Zealand, but I see Carl Shook is also a former editor at the British Medical Journal.
I think Carl is a New Zealander. I would have to check that. I think, yeah. But he does have experience of this kind of medical world, and I think that is very obvious in the book. It's very well articulated from the surgery room, but also that he writes one particular scene that has burned in my mind because it's so awkward, is the surgeon, Dr. Taylor, has to go to Auckland, and she goes to a birthday party at a well-known Auckland establishment, Coco's Cantina. And she has that experience that I'm sure so many people will know and feel, of being very awkward in a room full of people who don't really want you to be there. She has to awkwardly kind of manoeuvre a chair out of a spot and kind of wiggle it in between others. And she really drinks her kind of awkwardness away, and there's no food for her. It's just this beautifully, beautifully sketched out scene. So there's this, the book is just full of precise detail and this cusp of something can go wrong at any minute and how kind of terrible that can be. And it also rubs up against this proposition that the government might publish surgical errors and name the surgeons against those. So there's this question over, you know, what is acceptable? What is the acceptable margin of error, and how does that medical principle of do no harm, how is that compromised, and would you then undertake surgery with a surgeon who had this record? So it's a very interesting book politically in that way as well.
Okay, some info on Carl Shooker, who was interviewed by Kim Hill a couple of months ago, if you're interested, and he's done all sorts, man. Mm-hmm. He graduated University of Canterbury, then got his master's in creative writing at Vic, then went to Tokyo, London, editor of the British Medical Journal for 7 years, and he won, are you familiar with the prize in modern letters?
Yes.
So his book, The Method Actors, won that in 2006, apparently then the world's richest prize for an emerging author, so he's the real deal.
Yeah, I think this is his fifth novel.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Very good, very good.
Quick word on Annie Ernaux.
I wanted to mention this book because it's something completely different, but it is extraordinary. So Annie Ernaux is a French author. She's very famous in France. She's about 78 years old, I think, now. And this book, The Years, was shortlisted for the Man Booker International Prize. And I picked it up and read it, and it is kind of one of those books that feels very different to anything that's come before and anything that might come afterwards. She's written almost a collective history, a collective memory, and it runs through the period 1941 to 2006. And it's almost like the author has taken this eye of God collector point of view, where she zooms in and out and looks through photographs, books, songs, TV, what was making the news, and just it's this fragmentary history. And it is extraordinary to read, very beautifully written. And for someone like me, who that kind of period of early history is so grey to me, I mean, I read it through history and through photographs, it makes it come alive through this very personal form. You feel like you are the person exploring your own history, and yet it is this huge, huge, sweeping, global brain. That's what it feels like. it's a kind of abstract way to write memoir and history together, and it is quite stunning. So if anyone is interested in you know, the non-fiction but creative approach to writing life and history and people and what we've done. I recommend.
So, is there a protagonist?
You would argue that the protagonist is the narrator, which could be the author. But it's really a look at what was happening to people, what was happening to France, what was happening to the world across that big chunk of time, and it zooms in and out. So it almost feels like you are in a museum or in some kind of collective memory, and you are being shown things, and the narrator is connecting them to what that means, what that meant for the time.
That era you're talking about, 1940 up until about 2006, just happens to be 1940 was the year the author was born. So that's
why I think it is a really intersection between memoir and history. So she's connecting herself into a much bigger memory exercise. And there's an interesting quote right at the beginning of the book, which I think perhaps helps explains what she was trying to attempt. And let me just find it. It's, she says, well, the quote is, "All we have is our history, and it does not belong to us," by José Ortega y Gasset. So that, I think, is the attempt, is that we have our personal history, but it becomes part of a much bigger picture.
Great. Claire Mabee, nice to have you in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Those books, that one we were just talking about was The Years by Annie Ernaux, E-R-N-A-U-X. Before that, A Mistake by New Zealander Carl Shuker. And the first one was that graphic novel Rufus Marigold by Ross Murray of Mount Maunganui.